Well, just, you know, starting off, listen, today's practice was much better than it was last week. I thought the guys were focused. We did a better job today. Still, you know, as part of what OTAs are for is to be able to go through these things, be able to see it live, and then we get a chance to go back into the meetings and make whatever corrections that we need to make. So you guys were all out there. You saw, you know, what practice looked like. I thought we had some opportunities to make some big plays, and those are the plays that we got to make sure that we can make come Sunday. You know, those things have a big opportunity to be big plays for us. So with that, I'll open it up to questions. Yeah, Bill Akides kind of rolled his ankle last week, and Ford tweaked his hamstring.
Coach, I know you're looking for a balance in your offense this year, but when you got like a guy like Darren McFadden, you kind of want to build an offense around him. How does he look? How does he feel? And, you know, what do you feel about, you know, how he's going to fit in there?
Well, I think he's looked good. You know, and I think Darren's excited about the things that we're doing offensively. You know, getting some more gap schemes in there, a little bit more downhill type of stuff for him, which suits him. He's obviously one of our more explosive players. So, you know, we want to try to make sure we put him in position that, you know, he feels good and feels comfortable. And I think so far in OTAs, he's looked good.
I was Hayden out there. Is there an update on him? Is he still out till camp?
Yeah, it's same situation. I mean, everything went fine. Everything was you know, kind of as we, you know, had hoped and anticipated. And so, you know, obviously, hey, listen, it's a little bit uncharted waters, you know, but we still feel comfortable that he'll be back and ready to go in camp. We still got 7 weeks, really, before we start training camp. It's 51 days from now till we start training camp. So we feel confident he'll be back and ready to go. Well, he won't go through the OTAs and the mini camp, but you know, there'll be a plan to kind of get him in shape and get him ready to go so he's ready for training camp.
Chris Porter was back today. Did you expect him to be back at this point?
Well, we were hopeful. I think late last week we kind of had an idea that he might be able to be back and be able to go. I'll take a look at the tape and really see, you know, how he was able to function in there, but you know, from what I saw out on the field, it looks like he's fine and ready to roll.
What was the bounce back like last week after the first practice?
I thought the guys responded well. I thought they really responded well. I thought the last 3 days of practice were the last 2 days of practice, I should say, were a lot better. And, you know, that's what you look for. You know, listen, they're not going to have their A game every day out there. And the key to me is, how do they respond when they get challenged? And I thought they did a nice job responding. I thought they responded well today.
We've had a couple of weeks now. You guys, do you have a better idea of how Nick Roach fits into the defense and what you can do with him?
Yeah. I mean, Nick's highly intelligent, and he's athletic. And so, you know, he's done a nice job of kind of being the quarterback of our defense. He's kind of taken on that role and really has a passion about, you know, really leading that team, and he's done a nice job. I think with his athleticism, it, you know, he's not, you know, maybe your prototypical, you know, Mike linebacker. He's got some things that he can do from a coverage standpoint that lends some flexibility to us.
How big is it to have that leadership from that
person? Huge.
You didn't have that last year.
Huge. You know, I think really within the whole team, you know, we're looking to identify, you know, who are those leaders going to be, you know, on the whole team. And those are the things that have got to come out as we finish up these OTAs, mini camp, and we get into training camp. Like I said last week, I believe it was, that, you know, to have success in the really good football teams, you know, the players take over. The locker room takes over. And, you know, Nick's one of those guys that you know, we anticipate, you know, filling that role. Well, hey, listen, I'm on to this year. I'm not really concerned with where we were last year. That's behind us. I'm worried about what we're going to do this year and how we're going to respond this year.
Do you see those leadership qualities on the other side of the ball with a guy like Matt
Flynn? Yeah, I think that's one of the things when you look at him, you know, I think he does have some of those leadership skills. I think some of the other guys that have stepped up, and taking on a little bit more of a leadership role. A guy like a Marcel Reese is a guy that comes to mind that, you know, that was one of our challenges to him this year. You know, we've got to identify guys on both sides of the ball that really can take that leadership role on. And really, you know, it comes down a lot to, I don't know if I want to use the term peer pressure, but, I mean, that's really what it is. I mean, it's accountability to each other in the locker room that you don't want to let the guy next to you down.
Sims and Walker inside, you did almost a complete makeover the interior line, defensive line, or even Christo. What can they do? Can they be the kind of interior presence you need to stop the run this year?
Well, I think when you really look at it, that's probably what they're best suited to do right now. You know, I think they are. They play the run square. You know, they come off and attack blocks like they're supposed to. They've been, you know, gap sound and fundamental in that regard. And, you know,
you can see that during
well, you can see pad level and all those types of things, but you really what you do is you go back and you look at the tape from what they were able to do, you know, in their previous stops and see how they were able to play the run there, and that's really what they're best suited to do. Well, he's been in there some, you know, and he's got some familiarity with the system. You know, we've got to have multiple guys that can go inside and play in the slot. We've got Joselio Hansen that can go in there. Tracy's another guy that can go in there and play.
How's Marquette King's consistency been in terms of the cuts that you've seen? I mean, last year during training camp before he got hurt towards the end, it was, you know, 7 out of 10 he could kick with Shane, and then 3 other ones would be.
Well, and that's the big thing with Marquette. You know, and that's what we're going to be evaluating as we go through this process all the way through the preseason games. You know, it's consistency, and that's it's not really unlike any other position. But, you know, the guys that can be the most consistent in the National Football League, those end up being the best players. So that's one of the things that he's got to continue to work on. I think he's improved that. I don't think he's where he needs to be yet, but he has improved in that area. Well, again, I'm really not going to address what transpired last year. I'm excited about where we're going from a special team standpoint. I think when you increase some of the depth, that was one of the things we talked about at the linebacker position. You know, we increased the depth there. We improved our secondary. You know, all those things. There's always a trickle down effect into special teams, and I think if you want to talk about last year, one of the things that I can do better as a head coach is really, place the importance and the emphasis on special teams and how that correlates to winning and losing football games. And the better we are at controlling the field position battle, the better we're going to, increase our odds both offensively and defensively of having success.
What does Bobby bring to the mix?
Well, he's been doing this for a long time and done it at a real high level. I'm extremely happy that we've been able to bring him in here. And when you watch him out on the practice field and the fundamentals that he brings to the table, there's plenty that he's got from a schematic standpoint. But the fundamentals is really where I can already see a little bit of improvement. Well, I think that Chris Cluey, I think his job is to really focus in on, making our football team. And that needs to be the biggest focus that he has right now. And right now he's of the same mindset. So that's where we are as far as that's concerned.
He told us last week that it's essentially Flynn's job to lose. Can you kind of describe what you've seen over the past 3 OTAs and how he's adjusted to the team?
Well, I think he's done a nice job of adjusting. I think – when you look at a guy like Matt Flynn, who's got limited experience in the starting quarterback position, I mean, what you want to see is growth as you keep going through. And, every day he sees a little something new. We've thrown a lot at him, both from an offensive standpoint and what he's seen from our defense. So, I just want to see him, continue to improve and continue to get better. And, if he just focuses on that, the rest of it will take care of itself.
Anticipate him having to play more in the preseason than maybe a normal starter might.
Well, we'll see. We'll evaluate that as that goes on. But yeah, I think you might even be four steps ahead right now. You know, I really think it's pretty wide open. I mean, I think all those guys are doing a nice job. You know, obviously, it's hurt not having Casa out there because he's a guy that we really anticipated being able to step in and you know, potentially fill a role for us. So hopefully we'll get him out there soon. You know, the big thing, again, with those guys, just like it is with everybody else, it's going to be the consistency issue because they are, you know, relatively young at the position. So those guys, you know, they're going to make mistakes. Okay. I think we all understand that, but the key is, can they learn from those mistakes and not be repeat mistake offenders? And again, they're like a lot of guys out there, you know, they're improving. They're not where they need to be yet.
Guys, at the end of the season, you talked about wanting to see a commitment from Terrell to get better and working hard at it and so forth. What have you seen in these past 3 or 4 months?
Well, hey, listen, he's working. You know, there's been no lack of effort on his part. I think still when you look at it, at the quarterback position, he's still, you know, young in the position, and there's still a lot of improvement that he needs to make. He's got a great athletic skill set, but still some of the finer points of playing the quarterback position are still some of the things that he's got to continue to get better at. Well, yeah, I mean, that'll come with some in-game experience. But you know, again, at the end of the day, you know, everything we do is being evaluated, okay? So we watch every single practice snap. So, you know, I think we got a pretty good idea of where we're at. And we're going to continue to give him opportunities to showcase his skills, you know, but right now he's not there yet.
Any rookies in particular stand out? Not so much attitude-wise?
Well, I tell you, I've been pleased with all the rookies from that standpoint. You know, from an attitude standpoint, I think they've all come in. They're eager to learn. They're eager to learn from the older guys and to get better. So from an attitude standpoint, guys that love football, guys that want to work, all those types of things, I got no complaints as far as that's concerned. They're still rookies, all right, and they got a lot of getting better to do. Well, like Reggie said, you know, I mean, he is lining up under the center, so that's a start. Listen, every day is a learning experience for him. He continues to progress. You know, again, he's got a long way to go, all right? He's a rookie quarterback, and that's hard in this league, and I don't care who you are. That's a tough proposition. But every day he goes through a learning experience, and he gets better. You know, again, just like everybody else, you hope that, you know, when you make those corrections that you don't see repeat mistakes. And I think he's learning from those things and getting better in that regard.